Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Pei Tes of Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Neder Amana Ugrusha. A widow or divorcee's Nedarim cannot be revoked because she has no husband and is no longer in her father's Rishus. The Gemara lists cases where she was married either at the time she made the Neder or at the time the Neder took effect and discusses whether the Neder can be revoked. Tesha Narois Nedren Kayamin. The Mishnah lists nine women whose fathers cannot revoke their nadar. The Gemara will explain that these are simply variations of three basic categories. Kainim she'eni nena la'aba ula avicha. The Gemara brings a machlekes whether a husband can revoke a neder before it takes effect if the circumstances will inevitably involve inu nefesh or dvar m'shebeinoy l'bina. Through its discussion, the Gemara will refer to the following important ideas. In ha'ba'al mefer b'kaidman. After nisuin, a husband does not have the ability to revoke any nedarim his wife made prior to their marriage. Yisayma b'chaye ha'av. After a minor girl marries with nisuin and then becomes widowed or divorced, her father no longer has the authority to marry her off again. She is considered, regarding marriage, an orphan in her father's lifetime. Nara ubegeres. A girl becomes a nara when she grows shtei saris after age 12. 6 months later, she becomes a begeres, at which point she completely leaves the authority of her father.